Baby shark, do 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 do. Baby shark, do 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 do. Baby shark.
Now say something louder.
It seems low, 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 low. All right, so it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't trust it when you say it seems low.
Well, it seemed a little low.
A little high is better than low.
Just, do I get high?
You're the worst character ever.
Craig, you're the worst character ever.
I know. I will smudge it up a bit.
I mean, you don't want it, you know, clipping off the edge all the time, but...
Clipping on the edge!
I did not see who got in first. It was either the old man or Perondiac. I don't know.
Oh, my.
So, Craig, and also Ray, but mostly Craig because I mentioned it to him. So that FanDuel promotion was totally legitimate. Kelly totally bet her $5 on the Rams and totally won $280 of gambling credit.
Sweet. Good deal. I should have done that, but I didn't. Oh, right. Where are those settings?
Nope.
I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what settings you're talking about.
Well, it's a new install of Discord, right? So I'm getting bings every time someone joins the channel, leaves the channel. I got to turn all that off because that's ridiculous.
Oh, right.
All right. And I'm still trying to get used to the Windows 11 here at the house. And
oh, gross. How's Windows 11?
It's a Windowsy.
Okay.
We got a little bit. We got release notes for the news, and we got a top three, and so on and so on. Anything else before we actually start this thing?
Let me take a quick gander here at this outline. You know what? I feel like I had some things, but if I don't write them down, I forget to tell you guys, and then it's gone forever.
Yep.
So, unfortunately, I don't remember.
All right, then.
I thought I had something, but...
You got nothing, son.
Truth.
All right, we're gonna proceed then.
No, we're gonna...
Do it, Doug.
Right, greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 327th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. We got KS72. We got Sneaky Beat 15. They're here. I'm also here, but I'm less important. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
This is the week of 2/16/22 to 2/23/22.
That's a lot of twos.
It's double downed. Super two statics. I can't. Two static? Two tastic. Two tastic. That would be what it would be. That's hard to say. Say that two times fast. All right, in your 5-day, 4-star crash! On the Titans.
Oh, my liver.
On the 11th, we had Medusa versus Torch. I'm assuming everybody easily Medusa'd their way to victory.
I feel like yes.
You got to chant Medusa, so boy, I hope so.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Again, I think she's good. Yeah. I don't know how she's built or what. Honestly, I don't know what she does. But fortunately, most of her abilities are passive, so I just do things until I win.
Yep.
And Torch is not a formidable opponent.
Have you played yet today?
I haven't played yet today.
Okay, well, starting today is Rai Rai versus the Hulkbuster.
Oh, I won that too.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
She's super duper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what a surprise with our builds.
Oh yeah, we have the exact same build. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and they're all double fours.
Yeah, look at that. 4-5-4 for everybody.
Yeah.
That's weird. So the board worked entirely against me. I couldn't make red, but every time I make a match, red would fall for the computer. Like,
no.
And he added,
I love that. That's super shady.
He got that punch off, and I'm like, oh, no. And then it did, like, no damage. I'm like, oh, yeah. Never mind.
Yep.
Yeah, he seems to be under-level because, yeah, he punches you for, like, 7, and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
And then you fire your remote control gauntlets and he just keels over dead.
Oh, no, I'm doomed. Oh, no, I'm barely mildly injured.
Yeah. And then number next on the 21st, you've got Rhodey versus Grimace is what the graphic shows me here.
I'm pretty sure that's Grimace in a Thanos outfit.
Definitely 4-star Thanos.
Yeah.
And that's definitely recently reworked War Machine.
Totally recently reworked.
Soon to be reworked War Machine. That's how recent it is it hasn't happened yet.
I think it has.
Samurai says it's 5-star Thanos.
Oh, even better.
Oh, that's usually the graphic for 4-star Thanos.
Meow.
Yeah,
he's got
that's
the
fine.
Infinity Gauntlet, though. It's got to be 5-star.
That's sure. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Wait, doesn't 4-star Thanos have the Infinity Gauntlet?
No, I don't.
No, he's got a sword.
right, to go with his Infinity Gauntlet.
I don't know, man.
Once you get the glove, you don't need the sword.
Yeah. That's true.
What do we got? In Storyland, right now it's you got to fight for your right to Wakanda. That'll get you Sentry, Echo, some Electra Shards. Placement there is Doc Ock and Archangel. And then, Ian, we got an Alliance event tomorrow. Gear up.
Tell me all about it.
It's X-Men versus Apocalypse.
Ugh.
On the player side, you can get a Beast and some Doc Ock. On the Alliance side, you will be getting Angel and Quake.
Is that?
I feel like I should have known that.
Is that your least favorite event?
It is. Not only is it my least favorite, but now let me get salty about my own apathy and why. So, as you know, last week I was in a situation where I had Alfred Molina, Doc Ock, and Blob both dying on the vine. And I was checking out some deals and promotions and seeing what I was going to do about my lack of hero points and inability to roster not only both of them, but even one of them. And then, as you may or may not know, I have crippling apathy, which is exacerbated by my trips to the basement. And I just decided, meh, I'm not going to do anything about it. And I didn't. I just turned him into ISO, and sure enough, the reward for this, for the event is Doc Ock. And I was like, come on, guys! I could have had two Doc Ock covers, but now I have potentially one. I'm just kidding, I won't even get... Oh, it's for the player side. Never mind. I'll be happy with a Quake.
For multiple Quake. I mean, you get like three Quake.
What's that?
You'll get like three Quake.
Oh, great. Even better.
Three Angel, yeah,
three Quakes is totally better.
I like Quake.
So do I. She was an excellent character.
Yeah. In your PvP side of the world, it is Open Your Mind season. In the Shield Simulator, it's Punisher, Deadpool, and Echo. And right now, 21 Guns is running for, you know, that roadie guy. Get you gray suit and roadie. Placement there is Power Man 5000 and Carol the Hedgehog. Let's go to the news.
News?
We got release 246 notes.
Oh, what did they fix?
Well, let's first start with, are you sitting down?
Oh, goodness. Let me get comfy. I'm sitting down.
All right, we got a clue.
Okay.
It can't be as easy as it sounds, so I'm sure it won't make any sense. But the clue is hard charger. So it has to be Rhino, right?
Has to be four-star Electro.
Please don't make me sad by making that happen.
Well, that'll make you happy.
If it's old
school, it'll be
old
the classic Electro version. Yeah. So that way you won't get all uppity about it.
Yeah, but I'd rather have Rhino.
That's Rhino.
All right.
That was my first thought when you said hard charger was, ooh, Rhino's finally coming to the game.
My first thought was Juggernaut, but we've got enough Juggernaut. I'm totally on board for Rhino. Is it a jump charge? Is he attacking with his feet? It could be Batroc. He charges.
It's not going to be Batroc.
Yeah, I don't. Oh yeah, you're right. I like that suggestion. I didn't even remember that. It won't be classic Electro, so you will get uppity about it, but it'll be the Jamie Foxx version of Electro.
Oh, I really don't want that.
Yeah, I really want that.
That sounds terrible. I need less Jamie Foxx in my life.
What? His Shazam show is great.
I couldn't do it. I tried, because, man, I like, you know, old school.
Yeah, I like guessing movie, or music trivia games. Yeah. I also like Jamie Foxx in most of the movies he's been in.
I do know that from watching the commercials that if I never have to sit through that Kevin Hart commercial where he screams, what at me? Oh, I've seen that too many times.
What's he want you to do?
Because
he wants you to gamble at...
No, he wants me to listen to his comedy show on Sirius XM Radio.
Oh, that I've never heard. I thought he wanted you to use the MGM Sportsbook.
No, so...
And bet like a champion.
He's sitting in his car listening to himself. Somebody comes by, tells him to roll down the window and says, you know, you don't have to be in your car to listen to Sirius XM, jerk. You can use it on, you know, a laptop. And then he's holding a laptop while, you know, like trying to be on a treadmill. And they're like, you don't have to use a laptop, jerk. You can use your cell phone. And each time he screams what at me really loud and annoyingly. And then, you know, then you're like, oh, you don't have to use a cell phone. You can just ask, you know, Alexa to play it for you. And then he shouts what at me again. And I'm like, oh, please stop talking. Ugh. Kevin Hart. Terrible. Anyway. I can't hear Ian. Can I hear Ray?
I don't know. I wasn't saying anything.
Uh-oh. I think we appear to have lost Ian.
That's problematic.
Hello, Ian. We cannot hear you. He is saying hello in chat, but...
Yeah, he is.
What? No, that one I could, you know, that I enjoy.
Right.
Okay.
Try closing and reopening Discord.
Unplug, replug your microphone.
That'll screw up Audacity. I wouldn't advise doing that.
That's a thought. It's Mr. Microphone.
Uh-oh, his Audacity stopped.
That's okay. Going to be a problem.
Well, save off your Audacity.
You talking to me?
No. You keep recording.
Okay. All right, I'm still recording.
Ian, export your Audacity and then try to restart Discord.
Hello?
Hello?
Is it Ian you're looking for?
I haven't seen Ian leave Discord yet, so...
Nice. Yeah, he's still in the voice chat there.
I'm curious how it just stops, like, suddenly. What happens? Yeah,
he is currently saving his file, he says.
Yeah, that's good.
Whole show came to a crashing halt. Man, it was going to be a record speed time, too. We were going to be done at 9:28. Now it's going to last forever. So, Ray, you can talk a little Diablo or wait for you.
Sure. I'm sure everybody here would like that.
Do you know was there any announcement yet as to when the PTR changes or get rolled into the real game?
No. Probably the same time later, but no, they have not announced. They were going to do the PTR, shut down the PTR, relaunch the PTR one more time, and then shut it down, and then announce when they're going to make it live.
Okay. Yeah, I hadn't watched any news recently, so.
Can anybody hear me yet? I fixed Audacity, but I can't fix this.
There he goes.
Old man says that the last pie segment was in episode 160. Really? Like 200 episodes ago? That's no way.
That really? Seems really weird. Ian's back, I still don't hear him.
Ah, come on.
Ian's back.
Oh, no. There
Ian.
He goes.
Wait, I'm back?
Yeah.
You're back.
Oh. Okay.
Back again.
So.
Yes, he's back.
Let me see if I can figure out what's going on and why.
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know at all.
Lava!
Oh, God, what's going on? All right, sorry, I'm having trouble navigating Discord now. I'm in a screen where I can't see what people are writing. All I can see is everybody's little icon.
Over on, you should still have the menu on the left-hand side. Go to General.
General.
Way up at the top.
Yeah.
It's like the third one down.
Yep, it's back. You saved the day.
Okay.
You guys can hear me.
Yes.
Okay. Should I've been recording. Should I stop, Ray, and then start a new one here? Sure. Like, I've saved where the disaster happened, but I also restarted Audacity. Should it be recording now, or should I wait and jump back in here at an appropriate time?
Yeah, just click record.
Okay, it's happening. It's on.
Okay.
So, as I was desperately pleading while no one could hear me, what I was trying to say was, Craig, you're digging yourself a hole. You need to stop talking. I'm 98% certain you're thinking of Kevin Hart, and that's definitely not Jamie Foxx.
Yes, I said it. Also, speaking of Kevin,
Oh, it was a segue? I didn't hear that at all. Because you're like, well, you know what I'm tired of? Jamie Foxx is always telling me blah, 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 comedy on thing.
No.
And I was like, that's not Jamie Foxx, dude.
No. I transitioned to Kevin Hart, yes.
Oh, I did not hear the transition. I thought it was like a quick... pump the brakes before you get too deep into your nonsense.
No, I would much rather watch Jamie Foxx than Kevin Hart.
Yes, I like Jamie Foxx and his movies. I don't dislike Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
He seems funny.
Anyway, I don't know what we're talking about.
Okay.
Oh, right, Rhino.
I'm recording. We're still doing the show. Someone tell me what's going on.
Oh, we're talking about Rhino.
Oh, right. It's definitely going to be Jamie Foxx Electro.
Exactly. That's how we got out of this.
But honestly, when I saw the clue on the internet, the first thing I thought was Rhino. So I'm hopeful, but not that hopeful.
Yeah, that'd be exciting. Another news. What do we got here?
You're going to tell me the changes that occurred because of this update.
Am I?
I hope so. You didn't tell me anything about 246 other than the clue.
Okay. Fixed issues with spelling and grammar. And then the War Machine rebalance has gone live.
Oh, okay.
So there you go.
Sweet.
what do we got? I got no other news. You got any other news?
I don't have any news.
I don't believe I have anything.
All right. Ian, hit me with your top three then.
All right. This week's top three, we're going to be discussing our top three MMA fighters.
Ooh.
If for some reason you don't know, that stands for mixed martial arts. It is a sport that combines wrestling with boxing and kickboxing.
And everything else.
Muay Thai!
So, let's start with... Did we make it way back around? Are we back to Craig starting?
I could not tell you.
I'm writing this down, so I do it. I write every week.
I did. I was first last week, so...
Great, that means it's Craig, then me, then Ray.
Okay. As we know, I'm old, so I started out classic with my number three. This guy is not a good fighter, but he entertained the crap out of me like nobody else. It is, of course, Tank Abbott.
Before you get into any details, let me tell you about my number three, who was a big fat dude with not a lot of teeth and was a terrible fighter, but was one of the most entertaining people I've ever watched back when, back before it was even MMA. Back when That's the right. UFC was like this sideshow freak thing where they just threw a bunch of dudes at each other and were like, who's ever not dead at the end wins.
That's right.
My number three, Tank Abbott.
Nice. Tank, not a great fighter. Definitely not technical in any way, shape, or form. This was a guy that you would go into any biker bar in America, and they're sitting there drinking, you know, some terrible beer. Like, you know, he's probably drinking Coors, right? Traditional Coors, not Coors Light. He's drinking the banquet beer. But sitting there at the bar, there's Tank Abbott. For some reason, you pick the wrong song on the jukebox. He comes over, breaks open up, you know, a pool stick over your face, and there you go. Like, that's Tank Abbott. Man, just a big fat guy throwing haymakers. So entertaining.
It really was, because he was ridiculous. You're right. He had absolutely no training. He was dropping bombs with his fists that were like absolutely just cement trucks. It was the first time in my early UFC experience where I had never seen anybody be knocked out before. And there was the first person he fought was some guy who was a specialist in the Hawaiian art of bone breaking.
Yeah, the bone breaking guy. I remember that fight.
Yeah. And Tank waddled over to him, threw seven haymakers. The last four landed. The guy, stiff as a board, flopped completely on the ground and his little leg twitched. And they didn't have rules back then. So Tank was like, sweet, hopped on him and just kept hammering. There was a guy, he's already dead, and Tank's just... Yeah, that was an experience. That really shaped my young life.
Yeah, I mean, that just... Oh, so entertaining was Tank. Yeah. Wow. And, you know, he would finish a fight, and he was sucking air harder than James Harrison after running back a touchdown.
Hey, that was a 99-yard run, dude.
But, man, Tank was just bellowing there like, you know, a dying wildebeest or something.
So... For anybody who doesn't know or remember, back in the day, before they knew what was going on, you had to fight three times in a night to win.
Yeah.
You fought your quarterfinal, semifinal, and then the finals. So three fights relatively back-to-back, which is absolutely unheard of and a terrible plan. Also, after he appeared in the UFC, that's when they started to invent rules, because after he was there, they had to outlaw fish hooking because of Tank Abbott.
He would
hook the guy's cheek and pull the head away from the guard and just pound on their face because he was not a trained fighter. They had to outlaw eye gouging because of him, fish hooking, and possibly biting.
That was starting to be the downturn of old school UFC right there. They started making up all these rules.
Well, again, that someone wanted to see if they could transform it from a sideshow into a sport. So you have to add rules and weight classes and protect the fighters somewhat.
And that person is now a very wealthy man who shows up.
Angry, wealthy man who exploits a lot of fighters and seems like a terrible, terrible person. But still... I feel like I got a good product out of it. So
yeah, I mean, you got to give him credit for, you know, what he did with the product. I mean, it's
right. Ray, is your number three by any chance Tank Abbott?
It is not. I didn't even remember Tank Abbott.
Craig and I did double duty on that.
So very much like other sports, I don't pay attention to who's who, and I don't keep track of them in any way. I enjoy watching the fights, and then I completely forget about the people, what their names are, and all about them. So what I did was several Google searches looking for people's opinion of the best fighters, and every now and then I would go, hey, I remember that guy, and I would jot down his name.
I had to sit through that with Ian and Craig. That was a good fight.
Exactly. So that's how I generated my list.
Great.
So my number three, and I'm pretty sure you guys will not like this, but my number three that I put on my list is Conor McGregor.
He's on my honorable mention list because he's entertaining as all get out.
Now, from what I've seen... I don't like him. However,
no, his character slash his personality.
Yeah. But well, he's, he dominated the ring. Like, he went in there, and his style of fighting was so strong, it was hard to do anything against him. And he's up,
you know,
impressive.
What is a proper number five? You know, that's it.
12 or 11.
Proper, whatever it is.
Yeah, it's got more than five. I don't remember how many propers he has, but Ray is right. He was an excellent fighter. In addition to creating a character, and I mean, what a great promotional guy he was.
Yes, great in promos.
Yeah, he was. I mean, he helped hype up the sport like crazy. People would line up to fight him because everybody would tune in.
Yeah. Yep.
He got beat up by Floyd Mayweather for
a lot of money.
Yeah, and Floyd was fine with that. Floyd's like, I waste unlimited millions every day. I could always use more.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. He absolutely eclipsed dozens of fighters that were light years ahead of him because of his promotional ability to throw chairs at passing tour buses.
I mean, to me, he's almost like, you know, the Hulk Hogan of MMA.
Oh, 100%.
Right? Because Hogan 100%. Couldn't wrestle or fight his way out of a wet paper bag. Right. His whole shtick was the promo and the hype.
But Connor's better than that. Connor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Connor's way better.
Connor had a double belt. He was one. Yeah. I think he was the first person to hold two belts in two different weight classes.
You could be true. But I mean, but again, just a great, great hype man.
Oh my gosh, he's incredible. He knows how to make himself a millionaire, and I'm proud of him for that.
Yep.
But yeah, his career is definitely on a downward trajectory.
Yeah,
as a fighter.
It's over. Yeah.
He's an old man, but he's a rich old man. So what are you going to do?
That's right.
Good choice, Ray. I like that. I did not give him the credit he deserves.
Thanks.
Numero two.
I'm going to see if he can guess this. He is the longest reigning champion at 2,457 days.
The longest reigning champion that Craig enjoys.
No?
I need a minute. I don't immediately off the top of my head. I don't know who held which. Was this before divisions or post or once it had weight classes?
This is the middleweight champion for 2,457 days.
We need to put a time limit on it. This is going to be the longest episode ever with the top three.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell me.
The Spider, Anderson Silva.
Wow, I didn't realize that was one of his many accolades.
Yeah, I loved watching Anderson Silva fight.
Ugh.
So good.
Super duper.
Holy smokes. He was, every time I watched him, and just, I love, you know, as much as, you know, we hate people who get too crazy, I love it when he would get super cocky and start taunting people. Oh. Loved watching Anderson Silva fight.
That was, that's fair. I like that. I love that choice, as a matter of fact. I did not realize. I know many, many, many of his accolades, but I did not remember that was one of them.
Yeah, he had like 10 title defenses, but, you know, 2000, almost, you know, 400 days. That's a lot of years, right?
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was 11 title defenses, but.
Okay.
So, actually, for continuity, I'm sorry. I got to flip my list.
All right.
My number one is Anderson Silva.
I could tell by the way that you were
right,
saying.
Right, because he was really, until I saw him fight and the way that he would blend different styles together, I've never seen anybody win a match with head movement alone. Like, that was amazing. He was such a talented fighter until his leg fell off.
Yep.
Which was one of the most horrible things I've ever seen on live TV.
God, it was so gross.
Yeah. God. Because it's all just, that adrenaline, and you don't know what's happened until you try to put weight on it, and then it goes blah, like a rubber band, and you get really sick.
Yeah, like he kicks it, you know, he kicks forward, and you're like, oh, okay. Yeah. And then when he brings his leg back and attempts to set it on the ground, and there's no bone there anymore.
Yeah,
and it just kind of folds up on itself, and you're like,
Hey, my number two is also Anderson Silva.
That's fantastic, yeah. After that match with Forrest Griffin, that's like the greatest match of all time.
Ugh,
where you just watch him dodge punches, like, look at this slow guy trying to hit me.
Yeah.
I'm going to punch him mid-punch while he's throwing it.
Silva mastered several different styles, and his ability, he seemed to operate at a speed faster than anyone else. Like,
so
he was just
faster.
Ahead of everything that was happening.
And his limbs were just like long arm reach, long leg reach. Like, he could just outmaneuver people. Like,
right, he was fast. He could throw big loping hooks.
Yeah.
I mean, he was able to, like, with that time when he fought Chael Sonnen, Chael Sonnen was juiced from eyeballs to toes with steroids, and he held him off.
Mm-hmm.
He, yeah. Wow, what a great number two. Good job, guys. Craig, bring this one home.
What a great audience. all right, well, Ian, you should easily be able to guess my number one, because like I said, I'm old school. He is the champion of UFC number one, UFC number two, and UFC number four. It's easily the guy who brought MMA to the big time, Royce Gracie.
I am going to... I fully agree with you. I don't think Royce Gracie brought it to the big time. What Royce Gracie did was let the world know that there was a style of fighting called jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
And if you were unfamiliar with it, it was unstoppable.
Yeah, you just lost.
I mean, you saw all these people begging for mercy while he's on his back.
Yep.
And they're like, I don't even know what's happening. Like, no, again, I can't breathe. My ribs hurt. My leg's broken.
And rule changes there because, you know, as we discussed, you know, the first few UFCs were tournament style where you had to fight multiple times in a night.
Yeah.
There were no rules.
Right.
And he was allowed to wear his gi.
Right.
This was doom for everyone who had to fight Gracie because he could use that gi as a weapon.
Yes.
And
he could lock his hands inside his gi and use it to absorb the sweat and get himself extra leverage.
Yep. And it was just, you watch those first fights and it's like, oh, submission, choke, submission, choke, submission, choke. Submission armbar, submission choke, submission choke. Like, he would just win every fight with some kind of submission because he was the master of, he would get in the guard, lock you down, and as soon as you made a mistake, it was over.
Yeah, the riddle of the guard, no one knew how to solve it for ages. I mean,
yeah, he locked you up and you're like, okay, I'm going to try this. Oh, you exposed your neck for 1 second? You're unconscious.
Right. And again, a lot of his merit came from the fact that he was a fantastic practitioner of Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and no one knew how to solve jiu-jitsu. I mean, you said there were no rules in the beginning, and you were right. So the first guy who he ever fought came out wearing a boxing glove on one hand.
Yeah, that did not
work. That was hilarious.
Yeah. That was a bad way to go for grappling.
UFC 3, Chimo was about... He was going to win. Chimo was going to beat Royce Gracie into a stupor until Royce Gracie grabbed Chimo by a fistful of hair, drug him to the left far enough to expose some neck, and choked him out.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And neither of them could go on to the finals.
Yeah, he was so hurt from Chimo that he could not further compete.
They found two random drifters to go into the end.
Oh, that was the worst ending of... It was alternate A versus alternate B for the championship.
It really was a downer.
Oh, sad times.
That is a good classic number one. Recently reworked number one, thanks to this, is Max Holloway.
Huh.
I love watching Max Holloway fight because he delivers his strike volume per round is so alarmingly high by the end of all of his fights if they aren't ending in stoppages. I mean, everybody's face ends up looking like a grapefruit that bounced down two flights of steps. Just swollen, misshapen Quasimodo faces standing next to a victorious Max Holloway. He's just constant pressure and constant action. I love a Max Holloway fight.
You know what I also love? The fact that during this discussion, we have made our chat room go completely silent.
I know. Still, we're just enjoying each other's company. Just three old friends talking about MMA fights they used to watch. Nothing to do with this show. Nothing to do with what we're promoting.
Ray, who you got?
All right. So my number one pick is because of his personality, his respect for everyone, his ability to promote the sport, and probably the best person and the only person who regularly could do a Superman punch and have it work and get away with it. Georges St-Pierre.
Yeah!
Batroc?
Batroc the Leaper. Yeah, that's a great choice. GSP is amazing.
He's so respectful.
Very good.
Yeah, just I love the attitude most of all.
Yeah.
But also solid, solid record and fighter.
Yeah.
So.
He was also a long-time running champion for years.
Yeah.
For sure. Absolute professional. He is the anti-Conor McGregor.
Oh, right. Absolutely.
I mean, he existed on merit alone.
Yeah.
Merit and sportsmanship. He was amazing.
Yeah, he was very much, the gentleman fighter more than the others.
And
then went on to bring Batroc into the MCU.
Yeah.
the Superman punches that he was able to land, like, that's that shouldn't be a thing. That shouldn't ever work. But
no, it should never work.
He got it to work now and then.
All right. I've got some honorable mentions.
As do I. They're the same honorable mentions as yours.
Are they?
If this list has taught me anything,
all right, well,
all of our honorable mentions are Big Country Roy Nelson.
That is one of the two. Because I love Big Country.
He's so fat.
There is nothing more enjoyable than watching big fat guys do stuff. Yeah, Big Country is a good time.
Did you watch the recent one?
No.
You did? Well, I gave you the address to watch it. You specifically asked me for the address to watch it.
He wasn't on it, was he?
No, but...
Okay.
Derek Lewis versus... Big Fat Australian?
Yes.
Two big fat dudes just swinging haymakers at each other? It was glorious.
Yeah, I thought you were saying the last one was Big Country. I'm like, no, I did not see Big Country.
No, I think Roy Nelson died.
Okay. My other honorable mention is... we'll see if you can guess this one then. Just with a clue of perpetual drug user.
Chael Sonnen?
No.
Oh.
You're going to have to narrow it down a bit.
Yeah.
From New York. Upstate New York.
Bones!
John Bones Jones!
Yeah, if you had said, gleefully runs over pregnant women, and then hides under the ring overnight so he can avoid a drug test.
That's right. Just a horrible, horrible person.
Really? What a scumbag.
But, man, I liked it. He was good to watch fight.
He was incredibly talented fighter, but I mean, all those accolades dipped for me heavily when I found out that he was a steroid junkie.
Yeah, does he have a brother or something or cousin in the NFL?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, I believe he has some relation to him that is a football player.
Cool. Ray, did you have any honorable mentions?
No, I was lucky to get three.
Three?
Yeah.
Nice. All right.
So there you go, the top three.
Sweet. All right, let's kick this into high gear, Craig.
Do it. Heavy trivia.
All right, trivia. Last week, Thor's original host, Dr. Donald Blake. This week, who created Captain America's shield? There are, I believe, two viable answers for this, because I think in the MCU and in the comic books, it's two different people.
Yeah.
I will accept either because I'm feeling generous.
All right.
Who created Captain America's shield? I will accept the comic book answer, which I think is much more challenging, or the MCU answer, which is just fine. I'll tell you the answer next week.
Willie, what's in the mailbag?
Not too much this week, although I did get some synergy segment data from none other than Stinkbomb. So, you know, keeping that segment alive for everyone. But other than that, we did get a message over on the Reddits from Jeff Duggan.
Hey-o.
I said it to Ray on Discord, but better pun game than usual on the title last episode.
Thanks.
That was Ian. So thanks, Ian.
You're welcome. Thanks, Jeff.
What was it last episode? I'm trying to remember. It was, she blinded me. She blinded me with science.
Yes.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
You can thank the devs for that. I mean, they pointed me in that direction as far as puns go.
Sure. He also said, Ian, when you're feeling better, I'm happy to talk hobby board games with you anytime. You might have to ping me, so I know that you want to.
Okay.
Also, new character. It might be my 3-year-old niece, but I have reason to know Rhino figures into the newest animated Spider-Man cartoon a lot, so I'm calling Rhino, so he's on board with Rhino as well. I like the idea of Rhino. What's that?
Yeah, I didn't know there was a new Spider-Man cartoon.
I said there's a new Spider-Man cartoon?
Yeah, that's what he says. Newest animated Spider-Man cartoon apparently has Rhino in it.
Oh, okay. Huh.
So, more likely?
Yeah, I think we got a good shot of either of our two main guesses.
So, yeah, that's cool.
Unless there's like a credit card man that I'm not aware of.
That would be good. So, hey, thanks, Jeff. Jeff and Stinkbomb were the only submissions. So, thanks, Willie.
Sweet.
Thanks, Willie. All right, once again, then, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump
you up. A 3-star blade is boosted. Better strike tiles, better attack tiles, and better damage with his black. Cyclops, better red and black damage. Deadpool, he's got better whales, unless you're using super whales. But better regular whales, and probably better healing, too. If for some reason you rely on his healing. Which would be weird.
Yeah.
3-star Dr. Octopus, armed and dangerous, is going to do more damage. Those attack tiles that he makes when he eliminates special tiles are going to do more damage. And if he matches any special tiles while shuffling the board, the enemies will suffer more damage. And lastly, Punisher. His red will do more damage, as will his Molotov cocktail. His green might also do damage, but negligible. See what these 4-stars are all about. Recently reworked Bishop is now boosted with bigger protect tiles and more damage from his general reserves and bigger protect tiles from For the Future.
Love the Bishop image.
I do too. That's a good Bishop from a solid film. My favorite, Legion, is boosted. His red variety does more damage. His Delusionaut does more healing. His Origamist does more buffing, and then more damage from Kazek, better attack tiles from the Myclo Jester, and Cthulhu does nothing new. Let's see who this guy's all about. Good old Baron Mordo, or sometimes just Karl Mordo. His staff, boots, and power all do more damage. Valkyrie, someone who I enjoy, just slightly expensive. Her successive blows from the Dragon Fang, more damage. Bigger strike tiles from the best defense. And you need to... It's harder to satisfy her bounty hunter requirements. And let's see, we've also got X-23 is boosted this week. So, more damage from holding back and Berserker Fury, along with better strike tiles, better savage healing, and those trap tile damage from tracking her prey are doing better things. See what's going on with these here 5-star guys that are all popular. Iceman, I remember him. His green damage is increased, and his yellow prevents more damage. Kingpin. Comically oversized Kingpin. Let's see what he's up to. His green does damage, and his blue also could possibly do damage. The God of Mischief, Loki.
Matt Damon.
Surprise Dagger does a ton of damage. And his Destroy Everything also does a helpful amount of damage. And Professor X is boosted this week. He does better damage when matching with his match 4s. And his X-Men summoning ability does more damage, more healing, larger attack tiles, depending on who he summons.
I love 5-buck Chuck.
Yeah, you do. And see what Samurai has to say about all these boosted characters. All right. It's a boss battle weekend, so this list isn't that useful in PvE. But after Apocalypse, folks in shield clearance level 10 will find Valkyrie very useful in special tile teams. The enemies at that level will still trigger her bounty. In PvP, you've got... Wait. Oh, next week. I was like, I'm still confused by this sentence. In PvP land, you've got 4-star Luke Cage and Ironheart next week. I just don't understand. I no matter how many times I read that, I'm what am I not understanding?
He's saying those are the PvP events next week are the...
Why? He's never done that in the 100 years that I've known him.
I don't know, man.
That's true. I suggest we just move on.
Yes, I can't reconcile this, so I'm going to take Ray's advice. Loki plays with so many daggers, he doesn't care about Luke's protects. Well, Chucky Luke...
I think he's just saying, here's the people you can use during those events when you have to use Luke Cage.
Yeah.
You could, fight Luke Cage.
Fight Luke Cage with Loki.
No. In the Luke Cage PvP, since they have to have Luke Cage, he's saying you could use Loki against Luke Cage and when you've got to use Rai, you could use Fight Buck Chuck.
I understand. You've won me back. There will be a Luke Cage themed PvP event, and there will be a Ironheart themed PvP event coming up.
Yes.
Holy smokes, am I dumb. All right. When you have to fight Luke Cage, you stab him with Loki. When you have to fight Ironheart, you use 5-buck Chuck to defeat her with the match 4s. Oh, jeebus Christmas. Hey, Teeth. I'm struggling here. I'm floundering.
Come on, Samurai. Exactly. He will read whatever you type in front of him.
Right. I'm Ron Burgundy?
Who put that question mark on there?
Oh, stay classy, MPQ. Holy smokes. All right. Well, that's who's boosted this week. And that's... Thanks, as always, to someone who should be super satisfied by my bungling. Mystify.
Why it's always brought to you by Mystify.
Mystify.
All right. Ray, what you got in this team up time here?
All right. So this week, it is, like I said, Stink Palm gave me several suggestions. And I have to say, it was kind of a, like, just a line of how he thought about characters. Like, there's a whole bunch of suggestions, several different teams that I think I can pull out of all of the information that he shot at me. But I'm going to start with this one. It is, and I'm starting with this one because it includes a character brand new, never been in team up before because it's fairly new character, Big Wheel.
Yeah!
Of course, he is putting Big Wheel with Shang-Chi. However, before you go, well, works well with Shang-Chi, yeah. There's more reason to it. Right. He says,
"You've won me back.
You set up Big Wheel with a 5-3-5 build, Storm at a 5-5-3, and Shang-Chi at 4-5-4. Storm and Shang-Chi are masters of extending the turn. Big Wheel's going to be doing like 2,700 points of damage per speed point, but you'll be able to keep him going because you can sustain continued board shake with Storm and Shang-Chi. So what you do is you've got Shang-Chi putting out those criticals, so you can make a lot of different matches and board shake with that, and then you've got him destroying tiles across the board, so once again, you can line up multiple matches with that, and then you've got Storm, I forget which one's which, her green destroys certain tile tiles of a certain color, and then her yellow turns team up into a certain color that you pick, so you're able to line up, again, multiple matches and get Big Wheel speeding up like mad. And if you've got Big Wheel, I don't know what it is, his third power, blue, I think. If you got that at a 5, he's going to be shuffling the board like mad and doing a ton of damage. You can get up to 10 speed points. That's like 27,000 points of damage. So it seems like a pretty decent team. You're keeping Shang-Chi in front because he can heal himself, and you're just using him and Storm to keep Big Wheel's damage cranking out every round. So it's an interesting team. I have yet to try it, but it sounds like it would be fun. I do love Big Wheel's animation, so kind of looking forward to it.
I wish I had enough covers of any of those people to try that.
Yeah, I totally get you. But there you go. That's your team up for this week. And thanks, as always, to Unify.
All right, Ian, you got Steam open.
I do.
You want to open your one token?
I do. I just needed a quick second to click through some ads, and now I'm back on board. All right, here it comes. It's happening. It's super exciting. It's Kingpin. That is all.
Okay. I need to not get more Cersei, so that's right. What I'm
hoping
for.
So you're just doing
one? I'm just doing one. I got Cersei champed, so... I'm hoarding up again. I did get a 4-star. It is 4-star Winter Soldier precision shot.
There you go. I've got 5. Let's see what you get here. Oh, first is purple.
Nice.
Hey, Big Wheel. Spin me right round, baby.
Keep on turning. Oh, okay. Not that one.
Number 2 is a Super Skrull. That's a character. Number 3, meh. Number 4 is, who dis? Oh, Age of Apocalypse Beast, Dark Beast. And finally... Rogue. So one five. What does that get my Big Wheel to? Oh, 1-3-3. That was my first green cover.
Wow.
For the Big Wheel.
You've got a ton of Big Wheel. I've got him at a 2-1-0.
Man, look at me go. I'm Big Wheeling like there's nobody's business.
You got all powers. That's usable.
That's true. Thanks as always then to this guy.
This guy.
Let's see. Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network, which is called the Soon to Be Named Network, can be found at soontobenamednetwork.com. We like to offer our show alongside several other shows so that you can get some podcasting variety in your day. Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
There you go, Ray. You say you got Cersei championed. I have one Cersei cover. One green.
Wow.
So that's it. Anything else for the good of the order?
I don't know. I want to see if I have Cersei even rostered. Yeah, I do. Aha! Take that, Craig. I have her at a 2.
Oh, wow. You're killing me.
Yeah. It's 2 greens. Good. Yep.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure. Like, I guess I spent the last time I spent, like, a bunch of tokens, she was in with the two previous 5 stars. Sure. And then, yeah, I've got, like, 3 big wheel and 2 of brand. So, yeah. Mm. I'm going to be opening a ton when Cersei gets out of there.
I got you. All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us here this week. Comments, suggestions, BattleToolWarriors3.com. You can go there. Click that Amazon banner if you want to show us a little bit of love and buy something or become a patron. Those are always good. Let's see. What do we got? I think that's it.
There's not much left for me to bungle.
Yeah. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, no wardrobe malfunctions allowed. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.